The Humans is 90 minutes long without an intermission. For the first 75 minutes of the production, it's a very funny play that touches on the serious issues of family life. For the final 15 minutes, it is powerful, heartbreaking theater that gives clarity to the entire play. The ending forces you to understand that the jokes, often at the expense of a person's flaws, might seem like awkward banter, but they really define the dynamics of the family's relationship that developed over the years. The Blakes are a family who love each other, but cannot show it. What makes the play so satisfying is that the family is not the horrible, hateful people American playwrights love to put on stage. In The Humans, it is clear that the young playwright, Stephen Karam, likes his characters. And it is equally clear that most of the time, they like each other. The Humans, which is at Proctor's through Sunday, is terrific theater. And this production makes you understand why it won the Tony Award for the Best Play of 2016. It's a play that speaks to the fears that gnaw at every generation, yet it does it in a way that is rarely preachy. Ultimately, it's a sad play that accurately captures the despair of the lower middle class. It is, to steal from Thoreau, a play about people who live lives of quiet desperation. The work takes place in a rundown, two-level apartment in the Chinatown section of New York City. Eric and Deidre arrive to share Thanksgiving dinner with their daughter, Bridget, and her boyfriend, Richard, who have just moved into the apartment. Also, there is their other daughter, Amy, who has recently lost her job and broke up with her longtime girlfriend. Eric and Deidre have brought Eric's mother, Momo, who has dementia and who they care for. That this potentially depressing situation is so filled with humor and affection, it's remarkable. Even though the jokes are often rooted in bitterness, they are rarely toxic and quickly forgiven. Indeed, for the audience who has yet to learn the depth of despair that affects Eric and Deidre, it seems a slice of blue-collar life. The performances are remarkable. Richard Thomas as Eric and Pamela Reed as Deidre create finely etched characters, but it is their interaction as a couple that solidify the play. They capture what first seems the physical exhaustion of a couple who have worked hard for no visible results. It is revealed that the relationship is equally exhausted, emotionally and spiritually. The younger actors are also excellent. Daisy Egan is Bridget, the woman who works two bartending jobs, because though trained as a musician, she cannot get a job in her chosen profession. Teresa Plain is Amy, who suffers outwardly from an intestinal illness and internally by a future that might be without a job or someone to love. Louis Vega is Richard, the patient and caring outsider, who has nothing in common with the family except for a mutual love of Bridget. Oren Klein is unobtrusive as the demented Momo. However, the actress makes the most of her assignment to be the conscience of the play, and perhaps a symbol of the isolation of everyone else in the performance. It takes concentration to hear every word in the huge theater, but technically the work is great. The set is wonderful, and the lighting becomes an additional character. Joe Mantello's direction is absolutely brilliant. The Humans is a play that is both funny and sad, but most of all, it is an accurate rendering of a group of people in American society that have little hope for the future and must live with daily fears. The Humans is at Proctor's through Sunday. For tickets and information, call 518-346-6204 or go to proctors.org. This is Bob Geffert from the Troy Record.